I feel about like us and like how I want to go about it, but you never tell me how you feel about it and how you want to go about it.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. As you can probably tell, my voice is a little raspy today. That is because I am sick, so you're going to have to bear with me. I think I've probably been sick for the last 2 months, honestly. I know I was sick in September, and then I was sick in September once, sick in October twice, and now I am sick in November, and honestly, I am surviving and thriving, and I love it. It's like weird because growing up, I was always a really healthy kid. I never was sick. I think I got the flu shot up until maybe like third or fourth grade. And then I like stopped getting them because I wasn't getting sick. And so my mom just like allowed me to stop getting the flu shot. And it's so funny because this year I was like, Mom, I think I'm going to get the flu shot. I don't know. I just feel like I should, you know, they're coming to campus. I might as well get it. And I never ended up getting it. And now look at my luck. I've been sick like 4 times, 3 times with strep, 1 time. Like right now I'm just congested and all nasally. So, I mean, it's better than strep, but I definitely had a swollen throat, which was not fun. Like on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, my throat was so swollen. I could not eat or drink or swallow anything. I could barely breathe because it's like in my nose too. So it's crazy. It's been a crazy semester, and I'm actually on, I want to say, my second to last show. So that's also crazy. It's almost flown by. I always get kind of sad near the end because I'm always like, no, I want to keep doing it. But it is my second to last show. Next week will be my last show. Or maybe not next week, the week after, because I know next week is Thanksgiving break, which I'm excited for because I definitely need a break. So anyways, so it's just me tonight. I don't have any guests on, so I'm excited to just kind of like chat with you guys. So I kind of wanted to get started with a Kardashian article, shocker. And I wanted to talk about how Kendall Jenner ranked the names of her nieces and nephews and was asked her least favorite member of Taylor Swift's squad. So this last week she was on The Late Late Show with James Corden, and she played this game called Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts. That's a tongue twister. Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts. And so the 21 supermodel was subjected to some tricky questions. And so if she chose not to answer, she was forced to eat or drink whatever disgusting concoction that Corden's team had whipped up. But if she answered, then she was safe. Like, she didn't have to drink or eat anything. Ooh, that was nice and tasty. And so Jenner, one of the questions was having to rank her nieces and nephew, North, Saint, and Dream, from favorite to least favorite, which I think is, I probably would have not answered that question. That would have been a little weird for me, especially because of all, you know, like the family drama that's gone on with Blac Chyna and like Tyga and Kylie and all them and Rob. I feel like I would not have answered that question. So she chose to answer the question, which everyone was shocked. And she goes, I like North. I've always liked North. Then to avoid drinking the sardine smoothie, which is apparently the, was the drink of choice for that question. Jenner continued ranking, saying Saint and then Dream. So she put Dream as her least favorite. And for those of you who don't know, we'll talk about it later on in the show, but Blac Chyna did have her baby with Rob Kardashian and they named her Dream. I was not surprised at kind of the weird name. I think it's cute. I think it's obviously unique, but I just feel like celebrities always will go out of their way to name their child some really like out there name. So that's what they named her. And so for Corden's turn, he refused to pick a favorite parent and took an intense shot of cod sperm, which caused him to almost throw it back up. That is foul. That's disgusting. Oh my God. I don't know if I could ever go on a show that would like make me play this game. Then, like, as the show went on, Corden Ash Jenner, who her least favorite member of the Taylor Swift squad was. And if she didn't answer, she'd have to take a sip of bird saliva. How does one even get all these, like, drinks? That's great. Like, bird saliva and cod sperm? I'm really confused what you guys are doing in the back rooms there at the Late Late Show. So it was funny because Kris Jenner was in the audience, and as soon as this question was asked, Kendall got super giggly, like the nervous giggles, like, oh my gosh, what? Like, what do you mean? And so she ended up taking, I want to say she ended, hold on. It says, so I was watching the clip, and she did end up sipping the bird saliva for this question. She did not want to answer it. But from what I got from kind of like the crowd's reaction and her reaction is that she actually did not like Taylor. So that could cause some beef. I know Gigi is part of Taylor's squad, and Kendall and Gigi are best friends. So she obviously would not have said, oh, Gigi is my least favorite, because they're like little butt buddies, which is super cute. Corden went on to say that your sister Kylie was supposed to be on our show tonight, but she canceled yesterday morning because she was, quote, sick. Here's a paparazzi photo of her hours ago. So my question is, how is she feeling? And the picture that he pulls up is a picture of Kylie in like this long silk slip with her makeup done, her hair done, her purse. And she's walking around at this mall with King Cairo, who is Tyga's child that he has with Blac Chyna. And everyone in the audience started laughing. They thought it was so funny. I thought it was hilarious because, okay, you're sick, but you're out running errands and doing your thing. Like, you're obviously not sick. So I would love to know why she canceled her appearance on the Late Late Show. That ever since I watched the clip, I was like, I wonder why she canceled. So Kris Jenner, when Corden brought up Kylie being sick, she leapt up from the audience crying out, drink the clam juice. And so in the clip, everyone's like, wait, what did she say? So they like turn down the audience mics and they turn up Kris Jenner's mic. And she goes, drink the clam juice. And so Kendall took one for the team and had a sip of the clam juice instead of putting her sister on blast, which I thought was hilarious. Like, it was so funny watching them. And like, oh yeah, Kylie canceled on us yesterday morning, but it looks like she's doing great because she's out walking around and shopping. So the article goes on to say, and while Kendall may not love the name Dream as much as North or Saint, she did praise Robin Chyna's newborn daughter during a recent visit to the Ellen show and said she's so beautiful. She looks just like Robert Kardashian, which is their father who, or not her father, her, I want to say it would be her stepfather. No, not really, because he passed away and she was never related to him. But Robert Kardashian, who is the father of Khloe, Kourtney, and Kim. So I think that's pretty crazy. But that kind of leads me into my next topic, talking about how Blac Chyna and Rob both welcomed a baby girl. And I want to say she was 7 pounds. I don't have an article on this right in front of me, but I'm just going off of memory and what I've seen in the media. So she was 7 pounds, which to me, I don't know. I was like a big kid. I was around like, 8 pounds. I think my brother and I were both like 8 pounds, like in that range. And so this Dream was around, I want to say like seven. It said 7 pounds. I don't know. I mean, I was just a fat kid. So I could have been overweight for a baby. I wouldn't even know. But they did welcome their daughter and they named her Dream. And I don't know, at first I was like, okay, I mean, I know they're celebrities, so they're gonna already probably do one of those, you know, out their names to kind of, I feel like, cause a media stir and, oh my gosh, like, who names their child Dream? But I feel like I've heard a lot worse. Like, I know someone out there in the celebrity world named their child Apple, and I do not understand why you would name your child Apple. As soon as I grew up and understood that my name was Apple, I would definitely go and change my name. That is so embarrassing. But they named her Dream. And she has a full head of hair. Oh my gosh, it's so dark and it's so long. I was watching Blac Chyna's Snapchat. And oh my gosh, Dream has definitely a full head of hair. Like, more hair than any baby that I've ever seen, like fresh out of the womb. Like, it was crazy. And she already has more followers on Instagram and Facebook than any of you obviously have. So that's crazy. Black China made her an Instagram and a Facebook, I want to say like 2 days after giving birth to Dream. And my whole take on that, I don't know. I feel like Black China like really kind of craves attention. And I feel like she's obviously making these social media accounts for her newborn child for attention. And it kind of like rubs me the wrong way. I don't know. I liked how Kim kind of brought North and Saint into the spotlight once they were older and able to kind of handle it. Like, this child, why does Dream have an Instagram and a Facebook already? She's literally like not even a week old. I don't know. I felt like Black China was just doing it for attention. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Her and Rob obviously don't make nearly as much money as any of the other Kardashian-Jenner family members, so not to kind of put them on blast, but they're probably doing anything they can to get some more money out of it. I know that E! Did film the birth of Dream, so that's going to be, I want to say that E! News said that they would air that like early December, so I'll definitely watch it, but I don't know, I'm like suspicious of like Rob and China, and I didn't really like their season. I thought it was kind of like their show. I thought it was kind of stupid, but I don't know, to each their own. But so that was basically kind of all I really wanted to talk about for my first segment, was kind of, you know, Kendall and the game that she played on the James Corden show and how Dream was born. But we will be heading into my first break. You're listening to Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to me, DJ Diamond, with the Hollywood Glitz.
About how you would act when it got money, now you done switched up on me. Now you won't say what's up to me. Okay, so now you won't make love to me. Girl, if you don't get the from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me. Just be honest, girl, what you want from me? This ain't nothing new, keep it so 100. I can't let none of these get one up on me. I go back, I tell you, you better run from me. Give hold to my nigga. This love money. Adios to the bitches, can't get a hug from me. I'm high on life, that's what it does for me. My number's going up, I feel a buzz coming. Young, your friends bad too, then tell them come with you. And we like, see what they on, we don't like gold diggers. Girl, if you don't get the from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me. This is shit I don't condone, and cheating on your man, but you could get it if you want it. Looking for a bad bitch, I finally found a culprit. Taking shots, send them back, took a postage, yeah. Hey, Nat, why won't you shut up? It's the motherfucker, 502, come up. And every time I'm back in the city, every put it in the dinner runner. Young, your friends bad too, then tell them come with you. And we like, what they on, we don't like gold diggers. Girl, if you don't get the from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me. Every did you wrong, except for me. I'm next to blowing, so you should've been next to me. Say you love sick, girl, I got the remedy. I give you long and longevity. Don't settle for less or for infidelity. This ain't built like me. He can't bag your pipe and leave that built like me, or even keep the business behind his lips like me. I got a problems. Good brain, am I f***ing with a scholar? Wood grain, I'ma grip it when I whip it. If I take a shot and brick it, I'ma flip it. Thankful for my pop, taught me how to get it. Gotta make sure my brothers is eating, I'ma split it. If she throw that f*** at me, I'ma hit it. Pen Griffey, but she won't get a penny, nah. Young, your friends bad too, then tell them come with you. And we like, what they on, we don't like gold diggers. Girl, if you don't get the from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me.
Just hold it down. Why you hating on the progress? Woo-hoo. I'm a humble, I don't even project.
What I do?
I just drive the Maybach through the projects. And still brazy, I ain't even drive shit.
Hate from a distance, please don't try me. Cause we'll turn it up on anybody. I see why they don't like me. Yelling out 400, they gon' too heavy. I'm with the posse back at it.
Whoa.
That mean come on, go on platinum.
Whoa.
That mean I got a kingdom with my mattress. Oh, I got the beady back breaking.
Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you wait?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you wait?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you wait?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you wait?
Please tell me why you always leave.
187.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Oh my gosh, I sound so much better. I, like, was trying to blow my nose during the break and everything, and I was like, get out, like, I don't want to sound nasally. But it's funny, because I was also on Facebook today, and this is, like, this was news as of today. Kylie Jenner is actually going to be having a pop-up shop in LA for, you know, her lip kits and her makeup and her eyeliners and everything, because now she doesn't just have, you know, lippies anymore. She does have eyeshadows and eyeliner. So that is going to be very interesting. And it's weird because it's like they haven't even advertised it. They just made like a Facebook page for it and like posted all these actually quite scandalous pictures of Kylie. How I found out about it was I was on my Facebook and I saw this picture of Kylie And she's in this like see-through lace bra. And for those of you who don't know, Kylie Jenner has her nipples pierced. So of course, those are what majority of the comments underneath the picture are like, oh my God, like her nipples are pierced, like blah, blah, blah. I don't know why everyone's always so shocked by those things. So she has like this lace bra on and she's like grabbing her boobs and she's in like this leather trench coat. And you can't see her face. It's only her body. And there was a link. The caption for the picture was KylieJennerShop.com. And so I'm like looking at it and there's no like about, like it's a site and there's no, it doesn't talk about what it's going to be. It just, it looks like a pop-up shop that's going to be in LA. And I think that's actually pretty cool. I know Kylie was kind of posting on her Instagram a couple days ago, I think maybe last week or something, her working in like this huge like store, and it looks like it's being like, you know, put together and it's all white and there's shelves, and she, you know, she put like I don't know what the caption said, but something to the fact of, you know, coming soon, like I'm so excited to show you guys. So I knew it was going to be a store of some sort, probably for her cosmetics, but it turns out it's going to be a pop-up shop selling, you know, her lip kits, her eyeshadows, her lip liners, all the beauty supplies that, you know, she's come out with in the past, like I want to say 2 years now, 2 or 3 years. So I thought that was actually pretty cool, because I know buying her lip kits, I've never bought one, but buying them is, it's like chaotic. Like no one can ever actually get one. She'll be like, oh, like, you know, all things are being restocked at 3 p.m. today. And then you are literally on the site at 3 p.m. and you're hitting checkout. And it's like, oh, site crashes, like, or oh, out of stock, like all sold out before 3 p.m. like is even, like it even hits 3 p.m. because so many people want like her products. It's crazy. Like they're in such high demand. So I think that's super cool. I think it's great that, you know, she's doing something that she loves and making beauty products, because Kylie obviously is very into makeup. And some people will be like, oh my gosh, like she's so young, like, and she wears all this makeup. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know what? Like if makeup makes you feel better about yourself, like go for it. I don't really care. I mean, if I want to wear a lot of makeup, then I'm going to wear a lot of makeup. If I don't want to wear makeup, then I'm not going to. And it's funny because I'm actually wearing makeup right now, and I usually never go and do my shows with makeup on because I'm just sitting here talking, you know, to my guest, or like today, like I'm sitting here by myself. But it doesn't bother me at all. I think, you know, she's a great businesswoman. She is in a family full of businesswomen. So, I mean, she's just doing what she knows and what she's seen, you know, growing up. So I think it's great. Do I feel like her pictures get scandalous? Yes, I do. I think the whole late, I don't know. I think they're like very beautiful pictures. I just feel like she really pushes her limits. I mean, she is only, I want to say she's either 20 or she's turning 20 soon. I can't remember. Because I know Kendall just turned 21, but I'm not sure if Kylie's birthday already passed or if it's coming up, but I mean, she is very young and she does post very scandalous pictures, but I mean, that's what gets everyone's attention and it makes her money. So, I mean, she's doing something right, but I think that's pretty cool that, you know, she's going to have a pop-up shop and everything. She like announced the, you know, news through, I want to say like 3 little scandalous pictures. She did like this like desert photo shoot almost, with this whole like see-through lace bra and like the trench coat and like all that stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, what is this? So, if it sparked my attention, then it definitely got everyone else's attention. And of course, she has a page for it already on Facebook. So check that out if you wanted to. It's called Kylie Jenner Shop. That's their page. And then they have an actual, like, website, and it's called KylieJennerShop.com. I just clicked on it. And it's, like, not even open yet. It says 21 days, 16 hours, 20 minutes, and 16 seconds. So, but it definitely looks like she kind of copied the Purpose Tour handwriting, like the little font that Justin Bieber used for his Purpose Tour, like as her like font that she's going to use for the pop-up shop. And I know as I was reading the comments, that was kind of getting a lot of talk, like, oh, like we have a copycatter. But I mean, I don't know. I think it's cool. It's not something that I would really focus on, but I know people are going to be like, oh my gosh, like she's such a copycat. Like they'll do anything to kind of bring them down, like celebrities, in order to make themselves feel better. And I think it's funny because it's like the celebrities like barely even, I mean, I know they read their comments, but I'm like, can we focus on something else? Like they're probably not going to see your comment, so get over it. But Speaking of Kylie Jenner, I did not even hear about this rumor, but apparently Kylie Jenner fueled, then seemingly slammed a pregnancy rumor. And I didn't even hear about this. So I definitely clicked on the article because I was like, what? How did I not hear about this? I'm a Kardashian like 101 fan. So the article talked about how the 19-year-old reality star canceled her appearance on The Late Late Show with James Corden on Wednesday because she was, feeling sick. Obviously, she probably, I don't know if she got better within 12 hours or 24 hours or what, but she was fine because James Corden definitely called her out. So, the article goes on. Sorry, I keep taking deep breaths because I can barely breathe. but definitely bear with me. I'm still here, guys. I'm surviving. The timing, it said, was interesting as the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star has been dogged by pregnancy rumors yet again this week. And I was like, what? Again? I haven't heard any of these rumors. So it says reports circulated online that Jenner was expecting her first child with boyfriend Tyga. Shocker. So Kylie's absence didn't help the baby buzz. So how does a Kardashian shut down the rumor mill? By posting a selfie in her underwear, of course. So Kylie, I did see the picture. Kylie posted a picture this last, I want to say yesterday or the day before. So Wednesday or Thursday, of her in this almost Calvin Klein, lookalike, type, bra and underwear set. But instead of it being Calvin Klein, it was Pretty Little Thing. And she was, advertising for them. So, I don't know if any of you know, but celebrities who advertise and post about certain brands, they get money off of, whatever they post on their Instagram or Facebook or whatever. And she was wearing this baby pink, sports bra looking bra. And then these baby pink, obviously underwear. And the article goes on to say, we're assuming this ab bearing shot is Kylie's way of showing us there is no baby on board, because when I was looking at the picture, she had the flattest stomach that I've ever seen. So I was like, yeah, there's definitely no baby. Yahoo Celebrity double checked with a Kardashian insider who said, you're asking about a report from Media Takeout. Consider your source, LOL. And that's so true. I mean, wanting to get a degree in communications, you always need to check your sources because you can't believe everything you see or you hear. For me, I never take articles from Perez Hilton because he exaggerates and he lies about majority of his articles. So I usually never, read any Perez Hilton articles, and I never talk about any Perez Hilton articles on my show because they're usually false. But it just goes on to say, basically what I talked about in my first segment about how Kylie was, quote, sick, and so she canceled, and then James Corden called her out on it, which, no joke, was so funny. You guys have to see the clip. Kendall was so oh my gosh, what do I say? He even has a picture of Kylie, doing just fine. But it just goes on to talk about that. But I think it's, super cool that, as I was saying, Kylie is going to have a pop-up shop. And I think it's funny that when Yahoo Celebrity talked about the whole, we talked with a Kardashian insider, they said to check your sources, that was pretty funny also, I'm not gonna lie. Because, in class, we're always okay, guys, make sure, you're credible and you cite your sources and you're taking it from a website, that you can trust and they're credible. So I thought that was pretty funny. But with that, I will head to my second break. You guys are listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond. And you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm finna beyond, hey, I'm beyond all that. Mama, would you like to be my sunshine? We touch my game, we gon' turn this to Columbine. Ice on my neck, cost me 10 times 3. $30,000 for a new get flea. I just hit Rodeo and I spent 10 G's. I just did a show and spent the check on my mama. When I go and vacay, I might run out the Bahamas. And I keep 10 phones, then I'm really never home. All these new clones tryna copy what I'm on.
Get your own, tryna pick a new bone. Wait to brother skip, boy, had a good day. Metro PCS, trapping, boy, making plays. 50 shades of gray, beat that p like Ho Hogan. I know you know my slogan, if it ain't about guap, I'm gone. Hating cause I'm chosen from the concrete I had rolled. Shorty staring at my necklace cause my diamonds really froze. But that p in her p, bet she feel it in her toes. I'm a real young from the sixth throwing balls. I'm a real young from the sixth throwing balls. Real young from the sixth throwing balls.
In the middle of the party, get off me. In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli. Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me. All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli. Whispered in my ear, she tryna leave with me. Get that easily. Say that I can hit that shit greasily. I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily. Ain't no telling where I'm finna be on. Hey, hey, I'm beyond all that. Hey, ain't no telling where I'm finna. Hey, I'm beyond.
And pesos. I got people on my payroll. She don't do it unless I say so. I don't smoke if it ain't fuego. I should sauce them up like Prego Fettuccine with Alfredo. All I wanted was the fame in every game they made on Sega. I was 5 or 6 years old when I had told myself, okay, you're special. But I treat you like my equal, never lesser. I was 26 years old when we had dropped this one amazing record. Had the world stepping, that's what I call epic.
Couple summers later, I got paper. I acquired taste for salmon on a bagel with the capers on a square plate. At the restaurant with the why you got a stare face. To know I either ball or I record over the stand bass.
Rapper face, dread-headed, golden diamond teeth wearing. They just mad cause I got that cheese, bitch, I keep dairy. Turned up at the party, getting lit the yachty. With a Spanish Barbie, word to my mommy.
Hey. In the middle of the party, get off me. Yeah. In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli. Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me. Yeah. All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli. Yeah. Whispered in my ear, she tryna leave with me. Yeah. Say that I can get that easily. Yeah. Say that I can hit that greasily. Yeah. I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. So finally kind of getting off the Kardashians, I'm actually going to talk about Bella Hadid. And I stumbled upon this article that Yolanda Hadid, which is Bella's mom, who also did a couple seasons of Real Housewives of Orange County, defends daughter Bella over Nike backlash. And so the article goes on to say that earlier in the week, Ice dancer Meryl Davis slammed athletic brands like Nike and Puma for using celebrities to model their clothes. The Olympic gold medalist comment came after model Bella showed off her new Nike campaign on Instagram. For those of you who don't know, I know Kylie Jenner models for Puma, so now Bella is modeling for Nike. And naturally, Bella's mom, former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Yolanda, came to her defense and said, "You obviously don't have to be an athlete to wear or enjoy Nike wear." The mother of three went on to note that Bella dreamt of being an Olympic equestrian for years, but had to quit competing due to her Lyme disease. One side effect of the disease, which Yolanda also battles, is cognitive impairment. Yolanda has continued to post supportive messages to her daughter on Instagram. Davis, 29, has received a lot of support regarding her remarks online. However, she clarified her comments and intent in another post on Twitter. She posted, "As someone who has experienced just how hurtful comments on the internet can be, my intention is to promote the use of a diversified ideal of beauty and support the role I believe female athletes can play in the pursuit of that. I feel very strongly that all women should be represented in the media for young girls to see, and my intention is to encourage inclusiveness. I am about women supporting women and building one another up." It goes on to say Bella hasn't weighed in on Meryl's remarks, but judging from her Instagram, she isn't letting it affect her much, which is good. I don't feel like she should let it affect her. I think the comments being made in the first place were obviously wrong, and I think it's funny that, Davis went on to clarify herself. I feel like if she really didn't, was trying to, I'm about women supporting women and building one another up, I feel like she would have, when she first made the comment, she would have definitely put that in there. I felt like she was definitely out, to make a scene by saying, I feel like Nike and Puma need to, stray away from only, hiring celebrities to do, model their campaigns. And I felt like if Davis, had a problem with that, or she, quote, didn't have a problem with that because she stated, I'm all about building another person up, she would have stated that when she first, decided to go out of her way to make a comment about Bella being the new Nike campaign. I don't know. I felt like it was kind of rude. I probably would have, I'm not a mom, but if I were to be a mom in the future, I probably would have reacted the same way as Yolanda did. I would have been like, WTF, don't come at my daughter that way. You don't have to be an athlete to enjoy Nike or Puma. And it's so true. You don't. They have comfy clothes. If you, want to spend your money and not work out and just wear it because they're comfy or you like them, then go ahead. You have all the right to. So, I don't know. That article definitely kind of got me going, I guess, a little bit. Just because, I believe if she truly did not, if she truly did want to build, Bella up, she definitely didn't do it. And I felt like if she wanted to, she would have stated it in the first comment that she made towards her about saying, why does Nike and Puma and Adidas only hire celebrities to, model their clothes? Why don't athletes model their clothes anymore? Because to me, it just doesn't matter. I mean, celebrities, everyone knows a celebrity's face. And so obviously if a celebrity is wearing it, they're going to want to buy it too. I feel like celebrities are more well known than athletes are in some situations. So I didn't get the whole point of her comment. I felt like it was better left unsaid. That was so unnecessary. I don't know. It just kind of got me fired up. I'm like, who are you? Why was that comment? Why was it needed? That was so extra. You went out of your way to make the comment that you're trying to backtrack and, quote, clarify yourself, which you should have, you should have clarified yourself when you stated that, your comment was hurtful. So I don't know. I felt like that was kind of weird. But anyways, now it's so funny. Back to the Kardashians. I stumbled upon an article saying that Kanye West tells concert goers he would have voted for Donald Trump, talks his 2020 campaign. And for those of you who don't know, Kanye West, I want to say maybe a year and a half to 2 years ago, stated that he was going to be, you know, like run for president and all that stuff. Actually, no, not even a year and a half ago. I want to say like, so I remember he said it last semester and I actually did a presentation on it. So it wasn't even that long ago that he wanted to run for president. And I was like, oh my God, like he must be joking. But you know, Kanye, he always does anything to, you know, get the media's attention and like, he's crazy. You never know what he's going to do. So on Thursday night, so last night, the 39-year-old rapper arrived to his San Jose concert late. That's not shocking. I feel like that's something he would totally do. Instead of jumping into his set list, West opted to rant about this year's presidential election. I told y'all I didn't vote, right? But if I were to vote, I would have voted on Trump. He told the crowd, who immediately began booing him. And it's funny because Kim made it clear that she was on Hillary's side. So I think that's kind of funny that Kanye is over here on Donald Trump's side and his wife, Kim, is a total Hillary supporter. So I thought that was kind of funny. A divided household, I guess you could say. He continued to talk about why he supported the president-elect before transitioning into his song Heartless. Just said that I would have voted for Donald Trump, and then I did a song and y'all sang it at the top of your lungs, he noted. That doesn't mean that you're a Trump supporter. That just means you're okay with a celebrity having their own opinion, or that someone else is okay to have their opinion. That might not be your opinion, but you can still like that person or still have that or still like that person's music. And I think that's such a great thing for him to say. I'm not going to go into talking about the presidential election because I didn't follow it and I don't care to talk about it. But I think it's nice for him to say, you know, hey, like, just because I just told you I would have voted for Donald Trump and then you went on to sing the lyrics of my own song with me, it shows that, you know, you guys are okay with me having an opinion. And I think that's great, especially with, you know, the controversy that's been going around with this election. I think it's great that he was able to, you know, make that statement, especially after being booed after he first said it at his concert. I think everyone is entitled to their own opinion. I don't feel like we should be getting upset over things like this. I feel like life is about having opinions, and that's what makes us all unique and different from one another. So I think that's great that he was able, you know, to say that and just be like, hey, like, I have my own opinion, you have yours. That's what makes us different and unique from each other. And I think it's great that you were able to still sing along to like my songs with me and, you know, enjoy this concert. So I thought that was pretty cool. And it was actually kind of big of him for him to say that, because I don't know about you guys, but he definitely, when he doesn't like something, he will tell you he doesn't like it. And he will be very upfront about that. So, but I don't know. I thought that was definitely kind of cool, especially, you know, with all the things that are going on with this election and, you know, Donald Trump now being the president. I think it was an interesting way to kind of come about his concert and, you know, start it off. So, but with that, I will go into my last and final break. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Penguin Radio and you're listening to me, DJ Diamond, with the Hollywood Glitz. So stay here. I will be right back very soon.
Still not understanding this logic. Hey, I'm back and I'm better. I want you bad as ever. Don't let me just let up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up. Gonna let somebody saw next up. Be if I let them catch up. It's easy to see that you're fitter. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he only f***ed you over cause you let him. Girl, I guess he didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately, you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt, get in the right. Left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thigh. Light up a sp and get shouted, you deserve what you've been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, come just listen. Don't don't play games, and it's loving ain't the same. I don't know what to say, but what a shame. If you were mine, you would not get the same. If you were mine, you would top everything. Suicide in the drop, switching lanes in a thing. So fire, baby, no propane. Got good, girl, can I be framed? Keep it 100, girl, I ain't no saint. But he the only reason that I'm feeling this way. Giving you the word, baby, when you get space. Pen gang, give me, baby, that's oh, baby.
Ace Town got a to throw. Pull up, we can party some more. Yeah, got this drink in my cup. Got a young feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. Young money got a feeling no. Spit fire in the world so cold. Ace Town got me feeling so throw. Ace Town got me feeling so throw. Rod paint and we sip Kenny Fold. Ace Town got me feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. Ace Town got me so throw.
You. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways, got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say that way. I know you can't ignore me, but so, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me, for me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had then blow. I shouldn't play no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you, we ain't speak. That was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do. Man, it's true. X has changed. Yeah. Hey. Guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So, so. Yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at two keys or ten roof? Turn up, we on Tiller, we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low-key feeling you. Don't be cynical, won't fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them can't never say they got him. No, I bet you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing them? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your in my grip. College make you wanna strip for them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you.
You got
got my soul.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I wanted to kind of finish my show tonight by talking about how Black China reveals her weight 1 week post-baby and is quoted saying, "I can't believe how flat my stomach is already." So earlier on in the week, she gave birth to her baby girl, her and Rob's baby girl Dream. And on Snapchat, she actually posted her her weight like a couple days after giving birth. And for those of you who don't know, she put on 57 pounds with this pregnancy and was at 192. And within 7 days, she had already dropped to 177. And she posted that. And I feel like that's so, I don't know, like I really like that she posted her weight. In the sense that a lot of girls are so afraid to even say the number on the scale and are, nevertheless scared to say and post it on social media. So I think, I don't know, I do like China in that sense that she's very real and upfront with everyone. And I think that's crazy that within 7 days she was already down to like 177. Her goal weight is 130, which was her starting weight before Dream. She wrote, "I can't believe how flat my stomach is already. Getting dressed tomorrow for the first time and I can't wait. I'm about to get this body back right. She's already eating rice, salmon, and salad. And I was watching the Snapchat and it looked so yummy. Like, oh my gosh, I love rice and salmon. It looks so good." In mid-October, Rob had posted an inspirational throwback shot with his future bride-to-be on Instagram writing, "Oh yeah, we are both snapping back, LOL. Baby will be here in 4 weeks and I'm done with carrying this pregnancy weight. Me and my baby gonna be getting it. Motivation time. We are almost there." And I think that's great that not only is China gonna be getting back into shape, but Rob, you know, with Rob always struggling with his weight, I think it'll be nice to have, for him to have China also be, you know, working out and trying to lose the weight that she put on. So I think that'll be a nice, you know, motivation for him since he's always struggled and been insecure with, you know, the weight gain. So I think that'll be great for the both of them. And I think that's great that she was able to post her weight, not only throughout the pregnancy and how heavy that she got, but like she's now ready to, you know, totally get back into it and get her body back. So good for her. But with that, I will end my show for tonight. I only have one show left. I'm not sure if I'll have it next week or the week after, but stay tuned. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. You're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.